In Washington, D.C., which is really was the hub of a lot of my activity of traveling, but I didn't want to just have a political pictures here. And I love Washington, D.C. I love working here. I mean, I haven't lived here since 1984, which apparently was news to the people at Washingtonian because they selected me in the year 2000 as one of the 50 top journalists in town. I haven't lived here for, you know, like I don't know how long. But it's okay. The myth lives on. It's the Washington Monument with the moon. Just this standalone building. And I love the spirit of whoever decided not to sell out to the parking lot people. I mean, this is right down on 11th and New York Avenue. It still sits there. And of course, the Vietnam Memorial, which is a very important place to those of us who spent time. It's impossible to go down there without getting emotional. I have several of my friends on the wall. And it just there have been so many brilliant pictures of this place. And this is a lucky light moment, as Walter Yost would have said. Actually, the photograph was taken right outside of this building. The Hirshhorn and the castle would have been to my right. And it was late afternoon, and there were clouds and everything else, and the sunlight came in and hit the Capitol. And I just, boy, when that happens, you really think, you're really glad you're out there with a camera in your hand. This picture was just a subjective point of view of the Capitol. It was it becomes, if you've been up there lately, you know how security has increased like beyond imagination. I remember when I first moved to Washington, you could drive right up there, park on the plaza, walk in. I mean, it's like it's really become an armed camp. It's impossible almost to just have a regular tour. Everybody's suspicious. You know, there are 20 cops to everybody that goes in the building who doesn't work there. And then there are Taiwanese dancers and singers. And this kind of thing happens at the Capitol every day, but you never see it because people don't photograph these events in the press here. Not that they should, but... And inside the Capitol Dome, when you have a moment like this where there are people that are awestruck by it, bored by it, I mean, it's like, this is really why I exist as a photographer, to take photographs like this. Or try to anyway, and I don't think there's ever been a time I've walked through the Capitol Dome that my heart didn't start beating a little bit faster, and I know when you see it for the first time, what an impressive, incredible sight that it is. So this is Strom Thurmond, at probably 98 years old, sitting under John C. Calhoun, who was another famous Carolinian. And really, it was one of the last pictures of him before he started kind of going downhill, which I guess is something that would not be unexpected. He's now over 100 years old and still in the U.S. Senate. But I love this moment. It also incorporates the beauty of the building there.